This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. At this point, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand up. Let's straighten the lines. This may take a few minutes, inshallah. Straighten lines, fill in the gaps. Sisters, straighten lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete. If there are some brothers in the back, Brother Yahya, Brother Azhar Bukhari in the back, if you can let anyone in the multipurpose hall know if there's any space in the main hall or the... So, brothers in the main hall, please come forward, inshallah. Brothers in the multipurpose hall, please make sure the rows are complete, the rows are straight. Sisters, please make sure the rows are complete, the rows are straight. So there are many ways, inshallah, of performing Salatul Eid as we have learned from the Sunnah and the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, the way we'll be praying Salatul Eid is that in the first raka'ah, inshallah, before Qira'atul Fatiha, before the recitation of Suratul Fatiha, we're going to have three extra takbirat. And in the second raka'ah, inshallah, before we proceed to ruku', inshallah, we'll have three extra takbirat, inshallah. This is also one method that we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the first raka'ah, inshallah, after takbirat al-tahreema, three extra takbirat, Fatiha, Qira'ah. In the second raka'ah, we will proceed straight with Surah Fatiha, qira'ah, and before ruku, inshallah, we will have 3 extra takbirat. After that, inshallah, we will have a very brief khutbah, inshallah. Is recommended to stay and listen to the khutbah, inshallah.
Salatul Eid ya thabakum Allah. Salatul Eid ya thabakum Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, this month of the Hijjah, this day of Eid, the sacredness of the month of the Hijjah to begin with, the sacredness of yesterday, the day of Arafah, and the sacredness of this day, and the next few days known as Ayyamu Tashriq. These are days when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are days when we revive our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we reflect in these days, we reflect on the stories, the sacrifices, the challenges of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Those who are in Hajj, they revive the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But even here, while we are not in Hajj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj next year. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. But those of us who are not actually in Hajj, we are also still reviving the legacy of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you, what is the most important thing in your life? Some of you may say, my reputation is very important for me. Some of you may say, my children are very important for me. They are the most important thing in my life. Some of you may say that my family is the most important thing in my life. Brothers and sisters, look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From beginning to end, he reminded us and he demonstrated that no matter how many things are going to be pleasing to us in our life personally, before everything comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a child, he was a young man. A young person in this day and age, they worry very much about their reputation. Young people are such that they want to be liked and admired by everyone around them. They don't want to do anything that can cause any kind of discomfort, or they don't want to do anything that can cause any kind of criticism their way. They don't want to do anything like that. They want to be liked by everyone. Think about Ibrahim alayhi salam as a young man. You don't think that Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to be loved by everyone? Of course he wanted to be loved by everyone. But when it came to his reputation and standing up for the haqq and standing up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put Allah before his own reputation. When people came to him and they were criticizing him, they knew his father. He was a well-respected man in the society. But then they were coming and criticizing Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why are you doing this? He was canceled in the community. But he did not care about that. Why? Because he put Allah before his own reputation. That is where we need to be, brothers and sisters. Today we are so afraid to speak the haqq. We are so afraid to speak the truth. Why? Because perhaps we might get canceled. We might get canceled in our own community. We might be criticized in our own community. I don't want to speak up about what's going on. Why? Because I may be criticized in society. But we learn from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam that when it comes to the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot look at what people want and what people think. We have to do what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you look at the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every person, they ensure, how many people in this community right now have moved here in the last 3 years, 4 years, 6 years? So many people in this community. When you came here to this community, you ensured that you ensured that the place you're moving is a good place. There is a good school system in place. There is a Muslim community around. You made sure that everything was in place before you transferred your family here to this community. This is what all of us we do. Think about Ibrahim alayhi salam. No matter how much his family is beloved to him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave your family in a barren desert, a place where there is absolutely nothing, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not flinch. He never questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, even he shows his emotions. He's a father at the end of the day. He's a husband at the end of the day. He misses his family. And that is why he went around. At that time, they did not have high buildings at that time. It was just all desert. But there were mountains around. And when he was at a place where he could no longer see his family, at that time he broke down and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not as if Ibrahim alayhi salam did not have any emotions. Or he did not care about his family. He loved his family. But that's why he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. This is a dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made a sacrifice. He sacrificed his family. Why? For Allah's sake. Once again, he loved his family, but when it came to the matters of Allah versus the family, he put Allah before his own family. And then this day of Eid, we commemorate the action of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He only had that one son at that time, Ismail alayhi salam. He loved him very, very much. He would engage him in everything that he did. When he built the foundation of the Kaaba, he got Ismail alayhi salam engaged in that. And when Ismail alayhi salam, he grew up, every father, every mother, they enjoyed that time when the child is starting to get on their feet and they're running around and they're starting to become slowly and gradually independent. They cherish that time. And this is that time that a father wants to cherish the moments with his own son. But here comes the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sees in his dream that he is sacrificing Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sacrificing Ismail alayhi salam. And so he comes to Ismail alayhi salam, and a young child, look at his iman and his spirituality. He knows there will be some pain, because he says, Satajiduni insha'allahu mina sabirin. Sabr comes after affliction. Sabr comes after difficulty. He's telling his father, there will be difficulty on my end, But first comes the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this day reminds us that no matter what we love in this dunya, first comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and first comes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this is what we are, and this is the way we think, then the pleasure of Allah, the help of Allah, the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Think about Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving his family, Hajar alayhi salam running between Safa and Marwa, and what was the end result? They did everything they could. The end result was, the reward was Zamzam. Until today, every single person on the face of this earth, every single Muslim is benefiting from the blessing of Zamzam. Why? This is a reminder for all of us that we do the hard work and we do everything in our own capacity, and the reward will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be such a reward that it will be going on, and it will be continuous for many generations inshallah. So brothers and sisters, let this day be a reminder for all of us. Let us revive our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who am I? My purpose of life, I have been created for the fact that I need to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I asked you, what is the purpose of a car? You will say, the purpose of a car is to take you from point A to point B. That is the objective of a car. If you use a car in any other way, you're not utilizing the objective of a car. Likewise, the objective of our life is that we serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah comes before our family. Allah comes before our assets. Allah comes before our money. Allah comes before our children. Allah comes before everything in our life. This is what we need to internalize. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He make us from amongst those that we always place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our priority in our life, in all matters of our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi dhikr al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. One thing that we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam also is that he would not only just worry about himself, his own family, but he worried about the entire ummah, the upcoming generations. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking for a blessing, not just for his family, but for everyone who will come after that, who is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is thinking big. He's not only thinking about himself, he's thinking about the entire Muslim world. We learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Muslim ummah is like one body. If one place in the body is hurting, every other part of the body feels the effect of that pain. Brothers and sisters, today is the day of Eid. Today is a day of happiness and joy, and we will spend with our families. But at the same time, let us not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Think about those people. Wallahi, today I saw pictures from Gaza, where people have gathered and they're praying Salat. The buildings around them have collapsed. The buildings are, they're destroyed. The masajid are destroyed. But they're getting together and they're just, they are spending their Eid. They are conducting their Eid Salat and so forth. But wallahi, I can say this for a fact. How many of those brothers and sisters who went for Salatul Eid, last time in Salatul Eid, they may have gone with some family members. Today they do not have those family members with them. Wallahi, it pains our heart of what is going on in Gaza. And yes, this is a time that we come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people who have come to me and asked me, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? I wish I had that answer. I wish I had that answer, because I'm looking for that same answer. When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? When is the nusra going to come? But brothers and sisters, this is not a time that we lose our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what, every single qawm, every single nation in the past, whenever they went through difficulties, even when you study the Quran and Fir'aun and his reign, and how long he committed dhulm was for a significant amount of time. When you see what happened in our Islamic history, when there was massacres by the Crusades, when there were massacres, when they came into Baghdad, and the Tatar, they came and they destroyed the Muslim community. And they killed so many souls and so forth. This is something that our Islamic history teaches us, that whenever there's difficulty, but there will be ease that will come after that. But in this time, we have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not forget and not deviate and not walk away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. We have seen some good things that have come out of this, but we need to constantly remember our brothers and sisters, not only in Gaza, but in India, in Kashmir, in China, in France, wherever our Muslim brothers and sisters are, wherever they are suffering, simply because they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them. And may Allah destroy the zalimun. Wherever they are, may Allah destroy them in a way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them in such a way that it becomes a reflection for everyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every single person in Gaza who has been separated from their family because they lost family members, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite them with their families in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Brothers and sisters, I also want to remind everyone that on this day of Eid, yes, we're human beings. Yes, there's always going to be some feelings. But on this day of Eid, put aside your grudges. Meet each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim brothers meet other Muslim brothers. Muslim sisters meet other Muslim sisters. Put aside your grudges for one day. Put aside your hatred for one day. Your jealousy for one day. And come together. This is what an ummah is. When we see this crowd, when I see this crowd, people, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, this is the beauty of Islam. So let's put aside our grudges and hate or anything that may be in our heart for one day. And let's meet our brothers and sisters, inshallah. Let's congratulate each other, inshallah. And once again, we don't forget our entire ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq. Allahumma ansur Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfaz biladana wa aslih awladana. Washfi mardana wa afi mubtalana. Warham mawtana. وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما حيتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون عيد مبارك